Kingdom of Rain by Rustam Kozain. Somewhere, in some dark decade, stands my father without work. Unknown to me and my brother, deep in the parle winter and the school holiday. As the temperature drops, he, my father, fixes a thermos of coffee, buys some meat pies, and we chug up Dutoit's Kloof Pass in his old 57 Ford, where he wills the mountain under cold cloud, tan and blue rock face bright and wet with rain. He wills these to open and let his children in, even as he apologizes, my strict and angry, fearsome father. Even as he apologizes for his existence, then and there, his whereabouts declared to the warden or ranger in government issue, ever present around the next turn, or lazing in a jeep at the next lay-by. No, sir, just driving. Yes, sir, my car. At the highest point of the pass, we stop to eat, and he, my father, this strict and angry, fearsome father, my father whom I love and his dark face, he pries open a universe that strangely he makes ours, that is no longer mine. A wily old gray baboon, well hid against salt and pepper rock, eyeing us. Some impossibly magnificent bird of prey, rarely seen, racing to its nest as the weather turns. And we are up there, close, I think, to my father's god, the wind howling and cloud rushing over us, awed and small in that big car swaying in the gale. Silence. A sudden still point as the universe pauses, inhales, and gathers its grace. Then the silent, feather-like fall of snowflakes, as to us it grants a brief, bright kingdom unseen by the ranger. And for some minutes, a car with three stunned occupants rests on a mountain top outside the fast, ever-darkening turn of our growing up, too brief to light the dark years when I would learn how the bright, clear haunts of crab and trout where we swim in summer, now in winter a brown rage over rock, how mountain and pine and finbows, or the mouse-drawn falcon of my veld, the one last mustard-dry coca macronka of summer that my father tosses through the air to hit the ground and puff like a smoke bomb. And once, also in summer, somewhere, a loquacious pied mivru, or the miraculous whirlgig of water hongees streaking across a tea-colored pool cradled by tan rock and fern-green fern. My first and only owl, large and mysterious, in a deep stand of pine, big owl, we never knew was there until you swooped away, stirred by our voices. How I, too, would be woken and learn that this tree and bird, this world, the earth, and this child's home already fell beyond his possessive. And how, once north through the dry bushman land with its black rock over a rise in the road, the sudden green like the strange and familiar sibilance in camos and kakamas. And the rush of the guttural was the water over rock at Ograbi's. The garib over rock at Ograbi's. At Ograbi's where the boom swings down, the gate watch tight-lipped as a sermon, Declurencantish vol, as he waves through a car filled with bronzed, impatient white youth, laughing at us, at my father, my silent father, in whom a gaze grows distant, and the child who learns this pain past metaphor. How like a baboon. Law and state just turned its fuck you arse on us, and ambled off.